The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Welcome back. Conor Pope is in studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Happy Christmas, Catherine. Is it too soon?
No.
Yes, it is too soon. Of course it's too soon.
Well, I was looking at the few people, Pippa, and there was a couple of other people over the weekend putting up their Christmas tree. So I got himself up to the attic yesterday. Down came the Christmas tree. And even the tradition is not until the toy show, but I'm kind of on the road all week. So we got the Christmas tree down, fought for about half an hour about who was doing what. And so we've got it up, but we've nothing on it.
I suspect like the rest of the nation, the rest of the nation is probably as saddened as me to hear that you've got a fake tree. What's wrong with the real trees?
The real Christmas tree went out with us 4 years ago because we have the dogs that kept peeing on it.
Yeah, that's an issue.
And then the Christmas needles that kept falling off it.
Yeah, that's also an issue.
And then the hassle of dealing with it afterwards, where we thought it was probably the most environmental as well. And it is a bit bah humbug. I know he convinced me to do it because he was sick cleaning up. And, you know, we were trying to figure out how you'd get the dog to stop peeing on the Christmas tree. And so that's why we have a fake tree.
Well, we've got a real tree. We'll probably get it next weekend.
Okay.
So, like, it's, but you know.
But we can say happy Christmas now?
Well, no. I'd say everyone's swearing at me now for even suggesting that you can. But the reason why I said it is...
Well, we're blaming you. I was reading in the Irish Times today all about Advent calendars and Christmas crackers.
Yeah. Well,
you're very much to blame.
The main feature in the Price Watch section today in the Irish Times is about waste over Christmas. And it really is phenomenal. And I think we're moving towards a much more environmentally conscious nation. Everyone's really concerned about single-use plastics and there was talk about the latte levy and all that stuff. But yeah, when it comes to Christmas, we just go through such a vast amount of plastic. Like, we're going to pull around 1.5 million Christmas crackers collectively between us all over Christmas.
Are we not over Christmas crackers?
Each one of those crackers has a useless plastic toy that nobody wants and nobody will play with for more than 15 seconds. So it all has to come all the way from China. Then it has to be opened by us on Christmas Day and then it goes into landfill. And like, you gotta think, lads, we should have moved away from that. But anyway, I'm not going to lecture the nation on that, because the other thing I did was, you're so right.
I mean, even when you pull the Christmas crackers, even when before dinner's finished, they all go into a rubbish bag.
Gee, absolutely.
Everything.
Yeah, no, they're crack. And yeah. Everyone likes them. But they're such a waste. And then the other thing I did was edible advent calendars.
Give us the best one.
Well, the best one was from Marks & Spencer and they had an advent calendar that was 7.50. And what I liked about it was really plain and simple on the outside. It was just baubles and a tree and you'd open the 25 doors and there was a different chocolate behind each door. And so there was kind of an element of surprise. The Cadbury one was just full of plastic. It was an Angry Birds themed advent calendar because nothing says the baby Jesus like an Angry Birds themed advent calendar. So it had like a few plastic toys from Angry Birds and then lots of the same Cadburys. And then there was one from Lidl, a cheese calendar. Now the only reason I bought it
was... Now that sounds like my sort of calendar.
It was one of the worst things I've ever had in my life. And the only reason I bought it was so I could make baby cheeses jokes all the way through the review. But then I started eating the cheese and there was one piece of cheese and it'll live long my memory, Catherine. It was a Wensleydale and gingerbread cheese. I mean, have you ever heard of anything more vile than a Wensleydale and gingerbread cheese? And it had the texture was wrong, the taste was wrong. So it just made me really sad.
Have you ever had a ginger nut with cheddar or Wensleydale on it?
Well, I would, and I'd say it'd be a lot nicer than this cheese that I got, because not only was the combination wrong, it was also wrapped in this little sweaty plastic coffin. You know the kind of cheese that you get in an airplane?
Yeah.
It was that kind of cheese, but it was cheap. And it did make me
not necessarily the best move, though. Okay, we have a question in from a listener. All the Black Friday ads have my head melted, Connor. Many of them have already started and there are others that are promising massive savings over the next weekend. Are the sales real and is now a good time to buy all my Christmas presents and maybe some other bits and pieces that I would normally wait for the January sales for?
Yeah, it is a bit of a head wreck time of the year, and the funny thing is that we're starting to look at Black Friday now like it's some kind of Christmas tradition, and the reality is it is not a Christmas tradition. In fact, it's less than 6 years old, and it was imported over to this part of the world by Asda, who are owned by Walmart. Now, it makes sense in the United States because Black Friday traditionally comes on the day after Thanksgiving, and it's a day when most Americans are on holiday. So it's like their equivalent of St. Stephen's Day. So they have Thanksgiving, and then there's the Friday after Thanksgiving, and they all go shopping and they buy lots of stuff, and it makes sense in that part of the world because it has a cultural resonance there. It has no significance here. And what happened is in 2012, I think it was, Asda announced they're having a Black Friday sale in the UK. So there was riots in Asda shops up and down the UK, and people were fighting each other over flat screen tellies that were cheap. And then suddenly all the other retailers in the UK and then subsequently in this part of the world said, hang on, we'd like a bit of that. So then in the next couple of years, there was more Black Friday sales and all the big retailers started to have Black Friday sales. And now virtually every shop, every hotel, every restaurant, everything has a Black Friday deal and a Black Friday sale. And the one thing I'd say to people is if you need a dishwasher or if you need a washing machine and you can buy the washing machine next Friday for 20% less than you can buy it for on Thursday or on Saturday, by all means buy it. But don't be going and buying stuff just because it's on sale, because that makes no sense. And what it ends up meaning is that you're spending money you mightn't have on stuff that you don't need. So that's kind of the same.
But for Christmas presents, if you can do your shopping online or you can do...
Absolutely. But here's the other thing, that there's the British Consumer Watchdog, which and lots of other organisations, every year they do these surveys on the Black Friday sales. And almost every year they kind of find out that, you know what, the sales really aren't that real. Because what retailers, and this is across the board, they'll say a massive Black Friday deal, everything 20% off. But in 3 weeks' time, things will be cheaper. Or maybe even 3 weeks ago, things were cheaper than they are in the Black Friday sales. So, you know, approach all of these things with a healthy degree of skepticism. Only buy the stuff if you think it's actually stuff that you want or that your family are going to love for Christmas. And don't be just suckered into it and buy the stuff just because there's this really hideously ugly yellow and black logo that seems to have been emblazoned across every single shop. And
but I have a friend who actually starts looking, you know, about 3 weeks ago, and she has figured out and she's looked and she's watched the prices on various sites, and for her now she's looking forward to getting going.
And if that works for you, go for it.
That works for you. Connor Pope, thanks as always. Back after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.